Okay, we've just retired to our usual park bench across the road. Well, actually, it's not our usual park bench because we think someone's sleeping on it. But anyway, we're across the road from the Richmond Theatre, and we've just seen To Kill a Mockingbird, which was originally done last year at the Regent's Park Open Air Theatre, and is now doing a bit of the rounds, doing a little bit of a tour, and then coming back to London because it was such a success. Now, John, I thought it was a nice reading of the book. How did you enjoy it?
I'm in two minds, really, because part of me really sort of likes the way that they sort of savour and appreciate the writing and the fact that it is a novel.
Revere it.
Yes. And but then also I found some of the narrated... They read a lot from the book aloud. And I found a lot of that a little bit tedious, really. But I suppose... you know, this story.
We do like shorter shows.
This could be a very short show if they just acted the story, which is, you know, small town America in the 1930s in the Deep South, where a black man is on trial for raping a white woman, and it seems that he didn't actually do it, but he still gets convicted anyway.
And a rabid dog gets shot.
I thought you made a very good point that there are opportunities still to update that, because, you know, black men do die for things that they weren't guilty of. And
particularly at the hands of the police.
Yes, you could just as easily, you know, set this in Ferguson, Missouri, or even in Baltimore.
But anyway, it was, you know, a wonderful cast, and, you know, it's a great story. And I think one of the things about the story is it's about reminiscence about childhood and sort of, you know, loss of innocence as you sort of develop experiences of what it's like to be an adult, in as much as the, you know, the point about the racism and, you know, the Deep South and all that. So I think it was quite nicely done the show.
Yeah, the three young actors who play Scout, Atticus Finch's daughter, Jem and Dil, were extremely good, especially the boy who played Jem. I thought he was excellent. And I think it's more about adult behaviour seen through children's eyes. You know, this is as much a novel of childhood as it is a great crime drama, really. A great crime novel.
Which is a great device in itself, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it has these two nice layers that mesh quite well. But I am sorry, in a way, that we only saw it indoors, because I think it would have been much more powerful in the setting of the Regent's Park Open Air Theatre.
Yes, or even, you know, out here in Richmond Square.
Oh, in Richmond Green, yes. I don't think the Council of Richmond would allow that sort of...